If you are interested in starting your own podcast, we use Buzzsprout because it is simple and easy to use. Buzzsprout can get your show listed on every major platform while giving you the resources for a great podcast website, audio players that can drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening to your podcast, and tools to promote your episodes. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and that is why over 100,000 podcasters are already subscribed to Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Following the link in our episode descriptions lets Buzzsprout know that we sent you. So in return, you will receive a $20 Amazon gift card from Buzzsprout while signing up for a paid plan. Most importantly, every subscription through our link is always appreciated and helps support our show so we can continue delivering the quality content that you guys listen to. That being said, back to the show.
Hello and welcome to Comic Book Junkies. I'm Andrew.
This is Joe.
And this time we're coming at you with a topic episode. This time, popular battle debates. I don't really know how else to call it, I guess, how else we want to title that. But basically, we're going to go through. We kind of had a combined list. We started, you know, figuring out which ones might be good to go over. So different characters, whether it's same company, different companies, just some popular, you know, characters. And we're going to kind of go over on vibes. Don't worry. We don't have any encyclopedias out, no crossovers. Nah, I don't have a whole list of feats. I'm sorry for those of you who really are going to be into that, but we're just kind of going off vibes here. I mean, have you ever seen a battle debate online? I mean, it's basically a popularity contest. We'll try and keep it a little bit under that. You know what I'm saying? But before we do, how's it going, Joe? First time recording in the new digs, huh?
Yeah, the den is coming together slowly but surely. I'm excited to get, you know, all my comic books organized. I got a new stand or a table to do the recordings on. Pretty much a room dedicated to CBJ content. So super excited. I think the feng shui in here is going to help with the podcast.
Absolutely. Any good vibes from the new place will obviously flow into the pod. So with that, let's just get into our first one. I mean, I don't know if we have a particular order. We're just two dudes, you know, shitting around. Shout out Dudesy for that one. But Superman versus Hulk. I feel like that's a highly debated one. It's one of the big tunas. You'll see people online. I mean, you know, this might be, I don't know if it's first or if it's second, but a lot of people like to argue about Superman and Goku, which did not make the list. Superman would work his ass, by the way. But Superman versus the Hulk. I mean, two comic characters, obviously the strongest of DC versus arguably the strongest at Marvel, at least in pure strength. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can go about it. I personally, I don't know if this is a surprise, but I believe that Superman would beat the Hulk. I'm not saying it would be easy, but I'm saying that in the end, I think Superman would win.
You shouldn't even ask me because I always got Superman winning. Not because of the popularity, and I'll try to be logical about it. I thought about it, and I feel like just based off of design, like I know he gets his power from the sun, Hulk looks stronger. He doesn't have the weakness to kryptonite. I feel like Hulk ultimately is stronger, but in a fight, I think Superman's winning that because if you think about like the villains Hulk faces versus the villains that like Superman faces, I feel like between like Darkseid and Doomsday, Superman has like more experience with that caliber of battle. Hulk breaks worlds, but Superman is just all around more poised, smarter, and I think at the end of the day would always figure out a way to defeat him one way or another. And
I feel like the Hulk's got him in just raw strength.
That's about like it though.
Superman's got the speed, the flight, the, you know, I mean, it's unless the Hulk has like, I don't know, kryptonite or learns how to do magic, I don't really think that he's gonna.
His green skin is kryptonite.
Yeah, I guess.
No. But he's got the long range too, Superman, with like his heat vision and stuff like that. I just feel like there's more flexibility with Superman because he's got more power sets also than the Hulk.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if like, I mean, the lasers aren't going to do anything I feel significant, but like you said, in order to like defeat him or neutralize the Hulk, I mean, you could just say that the Hulk gets more and more pissed and that's just going to make him stronger and harder to deal with. Yes, that's true. But I feel like you said, Superman, at least in that form, has way more intellect than the Hulk and could probably fly him into the sun or something like that. I mean, if it's just a fist fight, something like that, I mean, I'm sure the Hulk would probably get the upper hand more often than not. But I feel like just the, I don't think you could really knock out either one, but I feel like Superman's the one who can come up with a solution to contain the Hulk, not the other way around.
That's well said. I think that's kind of where I was going at, is this, he'd figure out a way, whereas the Hulk, I think, is a little more limited in that type of a battle.
Do you think the Hulk could rip Superman in half?
Yeah, I mean, if he's just laying there limp, but I mean, I guess the same is true the other way. Like, I could see Superman just like tearing the arm off the Hulk. I think it goes both ways. Like you said, the brute strength is with the Hulk. Like, that dude would rip him apart like a phone book. But I don't think Superman's going to be put in a position like that at any time in the fight.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. Ding, ding, ding. I think we can call it there. CBJ would endorse Superman in a fight against the Hulk. And that's coming from guys who do enjoy the Hulk, too. So it's not a popularity contest. It's just Superman's got a more well-rounded skill set to deal with someone like the Hulk. But we could segue into one of our other battles. So this isn't next on the list, but because we're talking about brute strength, I'm thinking, what about the Thing fighting the Juggernaut?
Thought long and hard about it because I like the Thing way more. But I don't know that you can really put a cap on Juggernaut's strength.
He's powered by magic.
And that makes the potential for the fight, I think, lean in Juggernaut's favor.
The power of Sitarak.
I'm giving it to Juggernaut. I think the Thing has a chance. Like, if you put them in a fight 10 times, the Thing maybe wins 3 or 4 times. Because I think there's ways of defeating Juggernaut, obviously. The whole X-Men team figures it out every now and then. But I am going to give it to the Juggernaut, though, just because of the potential for power in that situation, where I think that the Thing kind of has a lower ceiling than the Juggernaut.
I tend to agree, and I'm a Fantastic Four guy and all. I mean, obviously the Thing can hold his own, fighting the Hulk numerous times. So, I mean, he can take a beating, he can dish one out as well. But it's something that feels like the Juggernaut is that immovable force, if he was charging at you, the dude had momentum. I don't know that the Thing could halt that in a way, you know what I mean?
He'd have to trip him or flip him.
Trip him or flip him. Yeah, I don't
trip
know.
Trip him or flip him. Or,
lay down and let him step on him because he's a rock. That'd feel uncomfortable.
Something. Stub his toe.
Right? Because I just don't... Because the Thing's whole thing is being a rock man, he doesn't have much juice on top of being a rock person, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying... Yeah, well, no shit, dude. He's got is heart, dude. Well, does he have a heart?
I don't know.
He's a rock person. Who knows what's underneath anymore, dude? Feel that onion back, dude. What's under the rocks? Does this the Thing need to eat?
Yeah. What are his weaknesses? Do you know?
Water, grass.
Like a Pokemon?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Paper?
Are you kidding me?
Well, paper then, rock, paper, scissors. I don't know, dude.
Point. Juggernaut's
sledgehammer, erosion.
Super, super strong, but Juggernaut's got magic on his side as well.
Yeah, the power of Sitarak.
And defeats teams where the Thing is a part of a team.
That's true. That is true. And Juggernaut does fight Hulk too. And they go at it. So, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, I guess it depends on who's writing it. But I feel like Juggernaut's got a little bit more up his sleeve, too, for whatever reason. You know what I mean?
Well, he's also brothers with Xavier.
X.
Yeah, so I don't know. I got a lock in the Juggernaut, but that's no shade to the Thing.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. Because while I like the Thing, I just don't understand how he power scales up to these real big tunas. You know what I mean? He did hit Galactus and stuff because he, like you said, he has heart, which is really just balls, but little rock nuts.
Pebbles.
His stones, bro.
Yeah, he's got
looking
stones.
At stones. But anywho.
Speaking of magic, I think a good transition into our next fight. Doctor Strange versus Doctor Fate. Who do you got?
You know what? This one's actually tough and kind of feels like I'm selling out both of them in a way. I would say I'm more of a Doctor Fate guy, but I feel like Doctor Strange would win. I don't really have a lot to back that up, to be quite honest with you. But he's much more prominent in his universe. Like, he's definitely called upon more. I mean, Dr. Fate definitely, you know, in the DC universe, he's watching over Fate. And, you know, when he's with the JSA or they need, like, the big guns. But typically, he's there as, like, an advisor almost. And he's like, I can't intervene because of Fate. Meanwhile, Dr. Strange is like, who gives a damn? I got all this shit going on. I'm going to go beat your ass in a type of way. And I don't know. I feel like it's almost Dr. Fate's inaction, even though I prefer Dr. Fate to Dr. Strange, also just dealing with like the devil all the time. And he's always in like the big events, dealing with the big tunas himself. I mean, he's also like the only guy they can count on for magic half the time. So I don't really have a really good excuse for that. It's all kind of vibes. I just feel like he would be strong. Then again, like, everything in me is just like, no, Dr. Fate's way more badass. I mean, he's got the fucking sick helmet. He's got what's it called? The tower? I don't even know right now, dudes.
I just went off of vibes with this one because they're so similar but different.
It's like the same thing because they both do magic. Like, are they just going to, who's going to outspell the other?
I gave it to Dr. Fate.
I like Dr. Fate more.
My logic is really poor here.
Mine was terrible. Did you just hear it?
I figured Dr. Fate's been around since like the golden age of comics, and Strange was like more of like a silver age character. So just like that history in the DC universe, I just feel like he's just more wise. And with like wizard magic sorcery crap, I feel like that kind of might lend itself to like a more experienced, like,
here's counterpoint. The conduit is the helmet, and the helmet is by the power of Naboo. So
yes,
technically, most of the strength and powers are really coming from Naboo and the helmet as a conduit. As where Doctor Strange, I mean, he does have, you know, what, the Eye of Agamotto and stuff like that, but he still knows his own stuff. He's his own, completely his own thought and power. So I guess I give that to him because you take the helmet from Fate or you give it to someone who's not super experienced, like his, I don't know the relation, but Khalid, the like younger Dr. Fate, like he'd get worked. I mean, if we're talking about what, Kent Nelson, like proper Fate, yeah. But at the same time, it's like he's like an old dude in a helmet. You take away the helmet, he's an old dude, unfortunately. Like, I feel like Strange has more of his own merit in his ability.
I get what you're saying there, but in the same breath, like, Doctor Strange's title gets like, what do they
True.
Call him?
He loses it all the time, the Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah, to like nerds. And so it's just like
Clea and Doctor Doom, and
I feel like
you can't keep getting your title snatched.
Exactly. It's like getting your chain snatched in the rap game. And I feel like Doctor Strange gets disrespected way more often than Doctor Fate gets disrespected. And so that, in that sense, like, Dr. Fate takes care of business and he's a JSA member. I don't know. I just have to root for my dog because it's so 50-50.
Yeah, screw it. I'm turning the tides. We're going to Dr. Fate because
I'll take
gut,
you
he's
up
way cooler.
Switched up army.
He's cooler, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's cooler.
This is like the like Boba Fett argument. Like, he literally looks cooler, says nothing, and is way cooler.
Less is more.
Less
Vibes.
Is more, dude.
Vibes.
Yeah, if there was an action figure between Doctor Strange and like Dr. Fate, which one are you picking up, dude?
Yeah, this is your kid's Christmas present.
Yeah, are you getting him the one with the sick helmet or the guy with like the
porno stash?
Yeah, you're fucking Ron Jeremy.
I mean, you can't go wrong, but you're picking the helmet.
Damn. Well, that's our magic debate for tonight. As you can see, we're not exactly magic guys. So we're gonna move past that one. Here's a fun one though. Batman versus Captain America. So this is two humans, one on steroids, one who is on steroids but doesn't admit it. And who's gonna win, dude? Because they have similar qualities. They let's see, they're both expert at hand-to-hand combat. They both like chucking stuff at people's heads, pretty good tacticians. Obviously, one guy's fighting Nazis, one guy's fighting sociopaths in like downtown Detroit. I don't know, to be honest. Part of me wants to say Batman just because I want to say he has superior intellect, and I want to say he's an even better strategist, even though obviously the Cap was running game in the war, like a literal war strategist. But I just feel like, I mean, obviously it plays into a lot of like the memes kind of around Batman, where it's like if you give him enough prep time, he could beat almost anyone. But I feel like he's dealing with enough different villains that have skill sets similar to Captain America, or sometimes even would exceed it, I would say, you know, in terms of gimmick and stuff like that. I would say that he could potentially be the winner, but shoot, I mean, Captain America 2 could break Bane's back, or could break Batman's back like Bane did, because I mean, he's obviously way stronger. So it's a toss up there. What do you think, Joe?
I don't know. I think Batman, kind of like the point I brought up earlier, fights stronger villains than Captain America.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying.
I give it to Batman. I think that if it gets drawn out long enough that the Cap wins because of the steroids, he's got better endurance, strength, speed. So the longer you can keep that fight going, I think it tilts in the Cap's favor. But I think Batman's smart enough to keep that fight as short as possible. I don't know.
The hard part's going to be knocking out Captain America without getting like close range enough, because Cap's going to, if he grabs him, he's breaking his back like Bane did. You know what I mean?
I agree, because I mean, he's got better durability that way. And in a lot of ways, Cap should win that fight. And I think the shield is just as good as any of Batman's weapons per se. But, and then you also got to think that Batman doesn't really kill people. I feel like the Cap could take it there if he had to, but I don't know. Batman, I think, is better trained. I mean, Captain America's a soldier, but in the same breath, like, Batman trained with like the League of Assassins. I think Batman's smarter. I think he's got better resources. To be honest, between the five fights that we decided to go with today, I think this is the most evenly matched of the five that we're talking about today, but I'm giving it to Batman. I'm giving it to Batman.
Nice. Yeah, I feel like we're going to stir up a whole bunch of, you know, an angry comments with these. But I feel like it is Batman, like partially the plot armor thing. Like you said, if depending on how long it goes or what have you, like I feel like, you know, Batman will try to keep it. I don't know, though. At the same time, I feel like Cap's got good technique, but Batman has better technique. But Cap's physical attributes are just overwhelming for how close they are, I guess. So I'm kind of torn on it, because part of me thinks, I don't know, man, it's such a tough one. Because like I said, I mean, if Bane was able to break Batman's back, there's no reason why Captain America couldn't. Because I think Captain America is smarter and as strong as Bane, because the super soldier serum makes him like damn near superhuman, you know, at minimum. Like, well, no, yeah, I'm definitely going with Cap, actually, because I, as I recall, Batman's fought Deathstroke on a handful of occasions, and Deathstroke's gotten the upper hand on him, and there's not much of a difference between Deathstroke and Captain America, since they're both super soldiers. So I think I am going to go with Cap on this, because also he's kind of got like that Superman ability in him, where he's always, he don't give up, dude. It doesn't matter who he's facing, he's like stubborn. So I feel like that would also help.
I just never see Batman lose, if that makes sense.
That's the problem, though. It's because he's human, he can't lose. He's the writer. The writers don't.
Well, with the help of like Green Arrow, like in The Dark Knight Returns, Batman finds a way to defeat Superman in a sense.
Yeah, but he needed someone else. If we're talking one-on-one.
I know, but I feel like regardless if it's a person, a resource, a location, there's just something about Batman where he finds a way to defeat anybody he's facing. And like
plot armor.
Yeah, he almost has like,
no,
he has that
does.
Plot armor. And Cap, I mean, like everyone's always usually like Batman versus Iron Man or Captain America versus Iron Man, and we
just say you're
go
communist.
Batman versus Captain America, but
just say you want everyone to redistribute wealth, Joe. Just say that you don't mind if the Germans won World War II. Go against Captain America, Joe. What's wrong with you?
That's not what I'm saying. I love Cap.
Sound like it, dude.
But Batman's better.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy Batman more. I'm just giving you guff.
I'm sorry. First one, I guess, might have disagreed on. But
it's
I
so
think
close
it's a,
for me.
It's
but
so close. You're splitting hairs. I think if they fight 10 times, it's like 5-5.
Yeah, it'll be pretty close. But
Cap should win. But I mean, I just can't see, like, for example, like the Joker, Ra's al Ghul, Bane, all of the whole gallery. Captain America just fights like Nazis, and
Nazis like, aren't all very smart. Like only the scientists
and Red Skull. And that's not to discredit Captain America, because I think he's more than capable and would win in a situation where he can draw out that fight. But
Batroc the Leaper, dude, are you trying to say that he's not hardcore?
I think Batman always wins and would figure out a way to win.
Facts. But with that, let's get into our last one. I'd say this is almost like a two-parter in a way, because I got a little extra question for you. But Darkseid versus Thanos, because these are the big two tunas at each respective company, I would argue, whether that's definitive or not, whatever. But they're basically the same character, but, you know, two sides of the same coin. Darkseid or Thanos, who's going to win?
Darkseid.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't even think it's close. The only thing you have in Thanos that you don't with Darkseid is that stupid gauntlet. And I think that's
now, that
a
was
big
my part too.
Threat.
I was gonna just say Darkseid versus Thanos, just regular power.
Just regular power. Darkseid's winning 10 out of 10 times, in my opinion.
So then if Darkseid has the anti-life equation and but Thanos has the infinity gauntlet, who do you think wins?
It's so much closer. And if you say Thanos, I'm not mad at you. Because pretty much Thanos is God at that point. But I just from like if you just take a step back, like Darkseid commands like a much better army. I feel like way more ruthless and way less humble. He's just much more willing to just do what it takes to win in the most villainous way, if that makes sense.
He's always being a snake, dude. Like even when he comes to the heroes and like is trying to act like he wants genuine help and they're like, "You're bullshitting us." He goes, "No." And then you get like an issue into that story and he's like, "I'm bullshitting them." And it's just hilarious.
If you remember reading like the Infinity Gauntlet or whatever, like Thanos was a big simp for death.
Yeah,
like Darkseid don't really have any weaknesses, dog. He's just a ruthless, like
Rockman.
Hateful Rockman. Yeah, and yeah. I just don't see him losing in many situations. And
he lives on like Hell Planet
and enjoys it.
He loves it, dude. He wishes everyone was having a worse time.
Right?
You like actively?
I don't think Thanos is as evil as Darkseid. And I think Darkseid's willing to take it places where Thanos just can't.
Yeah, because I mean, Thanos's motivations are one in like the comics being horny and two, restoring balance, even though that's like half the galaxy's genocide technically, but he doesn't frame it that way. I mean, that's like the facts, but like he's coming at it from balance. But Darkseid just literally like, I want everyone who is like alive to be my slave and I want them to work for my hell planet. And it's just like, okay. And yeah. Objective never changes. He literally just hates the new gods and he wants everyone else to be his slaves. Like
he's consistent.
Like the mission statement's never changed. He runs a tight ship over at like Darkseid International. Like
apocalypses run pretty well and nobody likes going there.
No, it's just like every corporate job. I'm just
like working for Pfizer.
It's a fucking hell planet with fire pits and parademons. Don't doubt it. But anywho.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt like that one was a little easier for me. And I feel like just Thanos is such a big ripoff of Darkseid. And I mean, it's fine, but in the same breath, it's just like there's nothing better than the OG. It's like telling me Pepsi's better than Coke and you can't.
Yeah, man, that's where things get dicey because I won't say that Pepsi's better than Coke, but I do like me a Pepsi. I know that's like wild in Joe's ears. I don't know if any of you CBJ fans are aligned with Pepsi either, but
that's the real debate today, Coke versus Pepsi.
Yeah, for real. Who out
you
yourselves
got
as a Pepsi person?
Coke's
I don't even
putting
know
that work in every time.
Coke?
Did I say Pepsi?
I didn't hear shit, bro. I was too busy zoning out.
Coke beats Pepsi every time. Nobody goes to the bar and asks for a Pepsi and whiskey or Pepsi and rum. They ask for a Coke and rum.
I've never had a Pepsi and whiskey now that I've thought of it. And I do like Pepsi. I wonder how awful that tastes.
Yeah. And then whenever you order Coke at a place, they're like, is Pepsi fine? And if you order Pepsi, they're like, we got good news. it's a Coke place.
No, I'm like, yeah, I'll take a Pepsi for sure, actually. There's actually this one Coney Island that has like the most crisp Pepsi in all the land. And it's weird. Like, it might not sell you non-believers, but if you can appreciate a Pepsi, like, that's probably as good as it gets. Like, in the way they talk about like a McDonald's Coke is like how this place does their Pepsi. So I can vouch for that. But don't drink pop in general, kids. It's bad for you. You got to drink milk and take vitamins.
That's what we preach here anyway.
Yeah. Well, we don't always use wholesome language or thoughts. We do at our core believe in good cardiovascular health and strong nutrients and strong bones. If you want to be like the thing of bones, like, you better drink your milk and take your vitamins. Ooh, that would be weird. What if the thing was made of bones instead of rocks? But anywho, we're getting off topic. I think those are our five battles for today. If you like it, you know, let us know if you agree with us. You know, if you disagree, you can hold on to that. Don't voice your opinion. We want people to agree. So keep it to yourself. And if you agree, let us know, because who doesn't love that? But if you like this segment, we are thinking about doing it again. Let us know. We love good feedback if it's out there. But might do this back with some teams instead, because we did a lot of one-on-ones. Maybe we run it back in the future. We'll talk about some teams fighting each other. You know, if you want to weigh in on that, let us know. And, well, if you're new here, by the way, let's just, you know, keep the train rolling. CBJ Pod on Instagram. That's our main hub. CBJ Podcast. You could find us on Facebook. You could find us on YouTube. We aren't video right now. We have our entire catalog backed up on there. So for any reason, you should be able to find our entire catalog on YouTube or anywhere you listen to this podcast. To ask us questions, that's cbjpod@gmail.com. You can hit us up through our Instagram DMs, anything like that. If there's a topic you'd like to see us capture on a future episode, please let us know. We'd love to talk it out. Any mail, stuff like that. Rate, review, subscribe, all the usual stuff. If you've done it, thank you. If you haven't done it, it's not that big a deal. We just appreciate you listening. And with that, Joe, any final words for the CBJ faithful?
No, that was fun. And I appreciate you listening to us just go off vibes. But I think you trust our vibes, though, because we've been in the game so long. So hopefully there's some merit to what we're saying, and hope you enjoyed the episode.
Yeah. And to follow that, at a certain point, the research turns into diminishing returns. I mean, if you want to go through every appearance of these characters for every exact feat they've done and argue who's done more impressive things, feel free. We're just two dudes talking, and sometimes it just ain't that deep. But yeah. And if you have beef about it, like I said, hit us up. We'll love to argue with you, I'm sure. But with that, thank you once again for listening, and we will catch you again next time.
Later.